time will pass by. In the hours, in the hours since you've gone.
That's Even the Bird Was Free with a live version of Call Me Blue from their new EP. We're at Folk Music Ontario. I'm Jan Hall. We're in a hotel room that I like to call a studio. Actually, I usually do that the other way. I usually say we're in our mobile studio that's actually a hotel room. It's Friday morning. We're into the second day at Folk Music Ontario. I'm pleased to be joined by the members of Even the Bird Was Free. That is Karen Morand and Manitoba Hal. How are you guys doing today?
We're good.
Yeah, great. Nice to see you again, Jack.
Great to have you join us. Now, Manitoba Hal and Karen Morand have great solo careers. Manitoba Hal released a wonderful album, Blues Is in the Water, earlier this year. Karen Morand released Junkyard Heart last year. That was her third album. Mm-hmm. And now you've come together as a duo. Now, I know you know each other very well. I think Manitoba Hal has played house concerts for you, Karen.
Yeah.
You've sung and played at different times, but now you're a duo. So tell us how that's happened.
Yeah, as you said, we're friends first. We got to know each other actually through this conference. We've just kind of slowly got to know each other more musically over the years. And I was in a supportive role from time to time with Hal, his kind of side man, if you will, doing harmonies and percussion. And we just saw value in collaboration and more, equal contribution, and that there's something about duos and the sharing of vocals and instrument playing, and there's a synergy that you just can't find any other way.
Yeah, and I have to say that, you know, in my touring, I do a lot of collaborations. We bring people on as side people and to fill out something. And by far, Karen's voice and mine have always been my favorite blend. And it's almost as if we are, in fact, brother and sister. We're not. We're not even remotely related. But there's so much in common with the way we approach music, and not in an obvious way. It's not like we both have the same repertoire. We're almost like we've researched opposite sides of the same coin. So when we come together, there's mm-hmm. a real connection to it. And mm-hmm. I really love that.
So you've released your first EP. That is the self-titled. Even the Bird Was Free. Tell us about the name that you chose. I'm almost fascinated. When people become a duo, well, where did the name come from?
It came from a pool of about 150 other names that were largely generated on the road, actually, by ourselves and our manager, Nicole Kolbeck.
Who you can't hear because she's not speaking, but she's here in the room with us. Hi, Nicole.
If you listen carefully, you can hear her crocheting.
She's crocheting. Yes. She actually, that's her title, is band manager and official crochet artist.
That's right. She's making us jumpsuits, matching jumpsuits.
Absolutely,
right
now. Yes. Out of yarn. It's going to be great. Fentex jumpsuits.
In time for winter.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's wonderful when you're in a situation where your manager travels with you, probably to make sure that you're behaving yourself.
Probably. It's not working out so well. But we came up with just a variety of names. Something, of course, that would make people go, oh, like make people curious, I think. And we also wanted to capture the spirit of what we do together. And it came from a kind of a funny story. Do we tell the story?
Sure.
Is that legal? You go ahead.
We could tell the story.
Go ahead and tell the story, because that has nothing to do with anything.
So in March, I was doing a tour with Karen, initially as my side person. This is when we decided to join up and make this a duo. And so we started researching names. And after that tour, I did a house concert in Sarnia, Ontario. And our host at the place was talking, he's an avid garage sailor, and he finds all kinds of deals. And at one point he was talking about these birds he got. He got this great deal about on this bird cage and all this other stuff. And then he said, and even the bird was free. And we wrote that down, like, okay, that's a name. We have to think about that. And of course, there were so many names on this list, and none of the, like, we all split up, Nicole, Karen, and I, we all put our favorites onto another list, trying to winnow it down to something. And the thing that came out in the end was the only name that was on all of our lists was Even the Bird Was Free. It was none of our favorites, which is, I think, is interesting. But at the point, it was the one that we all picked.
Yeah,
and we
yeah.
said, well, that's got to be it. Because it really does, if it all resonates with all of us, then it's going to work, you know. And so I think it's a good name. I'm grateful that we found it, and I'm grateful for Doug Dorchester saying, or Dockstetter, I don't know why I called Dorchester, Dockstetter, saying, you know, even the bird was free.
So when you become really famous, he's probably going to want a cut.
He wants a cut now. He's sending us invoices daily.
So tell us about the EP. The interesting thing, and I have a copy of it here, and it says, Karen Morant, vocals, banjo, and ukulele. Hal Broland, vocals, guitar, and percussion, no ukulele.
Yes.
Now, you're known as the ukulele blues man. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about letting Karen Morant play the ukulele on this EP?
Oh, I wanted it. One of the things that a lot of people who know my career don't know that I started out life as a guitar player. I spent about 10 years in Western Canada touring around playing in blues guitar in shows. And about 10 years ago, I stopped playing guitar publicly and just started playing ukulele. And I certainly made, if you want to call the gains I've made in my career big, my biggest gains as a ukulele player. I have fans all over the world, and I'm headed to Australia on Monday. I mean, there's a touring market for me as a ukulele player. But I wanted to play guitar again. And I didn't want to disappoint my fans. So that's another reason in this configuration I'll play guitar, because then I can get all of that out and, you know, not have it affect people's desire to hear Poulet Shack or It Tastes Like Chicken or something, you know?
So the EP was recorded in your home studio, I think, in Shelburne. Is that right?
Actually, it was record. I did the recording of it, but we did it in Karen's brother's dining room in Hamilton.
That was just when you were on tour there then?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Three tracks on the EP. So this is like a taster. Right. Are you planning a full-length album now?
We are. Talks are ongoing about exactly when and how. We're looking at probably this winter. We're hoping to do a full tour in the spring, May of 2019. That's what we're actively seeking dates for at this point. And we want to have a full-length project by that time. So, yeah.
And the songs you pick for the album, will they be joint contributions? I mean, are these songs you're going to write together, or are they going to be a mix of Karen's songs, Hal's songs, and then songs you wrote together?
Yes.
Yes, in answer to that question.
Yes to all of that.
Yes. We do want a lot of collaborations. That is our goal, is to write all the material. With all respect to duos everywhere, what we don't want to be is two songwriters who come together, say we're a duo, and essentially do what we did before we got together. There will be overlap, but I think really it's on both of our minds to find the new voice that is us together. Mm-hmm. And a lucky fighter on that is our first song we wrote together. And it does really, it's a new voice for both of us. So we're very excited about it.
The first song we played, though, that is Call Me Blue. That's one of your songs.
That's correct.
Yeah. You have your instruments with you. Why don't we have you play another? And I think we're going to play a Karen song, aren't we?
Yeah, this is a song I wrote with Kelly Kessler in Nashville not long ago, about 9 months ago, and it's called This Old World.
This is Even the Bird Was Free live at Folk Music Ontario, and this is This Old World. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Fun.
This old world, this old world, this old world.
That was Even the Bird Was Free with This Old World live at Folk Music Ontario. I'm joined by Karen Morand and Manitoba Hull. We're chatting about the album. Now, live shows, I imagine they're probably a mix of songs you've written together plus songs from your own albums. You have kind of a gospel-y feel to the music, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. And so that's kind of the direction. Well, it's interesting. It's kind of a blend of Hal's coming from more of a blues influence, although you do quite a bit of kind of gospel-y, and I guess I bring, yeah, more of a gospel, soulful sound, and they really, we've decided that we're like chocolate and peanut butter. And when you put it together, it's like this, it's really great.
Now, when you've toured previously, do you play individual sets, or would you actually sit in on the other person's set?
We've been performing strictly as a duo. Mm-hmm. So even when we play other, like if Karen is doing her songs, I'm backing her up. Mm-hmm. If I'm playing my songs, she's backing me up. But we also play covers of other artists that mm-hmm. we like. And so it's a mixed bag that you get. It's not just here's two songwriters and we have to like their music. We do stuff by Lucinda Williams and old blues standards and things mm-hmm. like that.
And you will pick up the ukulele yourself and maybe play a little bit in a live show?
It hasn't happened yet in this configuration, but I'd never say never.
It's been great to have you join us today. People want to learn more about your music. How can they do that?
They can go to eventhebirdwasfree.com.
C-A. It's also .com will work.
That's right. And you can find my stuff on karenmoran.com.
And I'm at manitobahal.com. Even the Bird Was Free, the demo, you can listen to it online on our website as well as see videos of us performing. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be making more and more as we go. That's the job.
And do you have any dates coming up?
At this point, we don't. We just finished a tour. We did a few dates in August. And then we're here for this. And on Monday, I'm off to Australia and New Zealand. I won't get back till the end of November. And at that point, we'll just be heading into the studio and trying to get something together for the spring.
And I imagine it's perfect opportunity for house concerts, home roots tours, that sort of thing.
Absolutely, yeah. We're hoping to. We really want to capture that acoustic, warm, soulful feel that's really suitable for that. And you know, capturing our connection as well.
That's great. We're going to have one thing left to do, and that's to pick the final song we're going to play today. I thought it should be something from the EP. What are we going to play?
Well, I think you should play Lucky Fighter. I mean, that's a song that we both wrote together, and it really sums up a big part of what the band's about.
This is Even the Bird Was Free with Lucky Fighter from their new EP, the self-titled EP. I'm Jan Hall, Folk Roots Radio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference with Manitoba Hal and Karen Morand. As always, guys, an absolute blast.
Thanks, Jan. Thank you.
Harder I work, luckier I get. Done yet. Lucky fighter. If you wanted a fist fight, I could go all night. My heart will wear you out. Affection and love, when push comes to shove, these blows will take you down. Thank you.
guns to shove. These blows will take you down. I'm a lucky fighter. These blows will take you down. If you wanted a battle, I'll get in the saddle, ride this horse till he gives out. Affection and love, when push comes to shove, these blows will take you down. I'm a lucky fighter.
This is Even the Bird Was Free live at Folk Music Ontario. And this is... I forgot.
This Old World.
And this is This Old World. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. That's Even the Bird Was Free with This Is What... blah, 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 blah.
I can change the name if you want, Jan.
It's just early in the morning. There's the benefits of editing. Nobody will even know any of this ever happened.
Oh, no, they're poorer for it.
This is Even the Bird Was Free. No, that's not. It's just been. That was Even the Bird Is... Gonna go. That was Even the Bird Was Free with This Old World.